When my parents, my mother, they realized early on that we needed to have a British passport, so early on when it was free, you know, they ensured that we all had British passport. When I went into community work after I left nursing, that I also almost campaigned and showed that, you know, most of the clients that came in to see us, you know, have you got a British passport? So we assisted them in making the application. It was, I think first it was free, and then it was like £10, and it was £25. And, you know, because people, we knew the importance, you know, and we knew that they would have to give up their Jamaican citizenship to have the dual nationality. So I did try to help, and, you know, I had surgeries, you know, assisting people. And even when I started my business, you know, that, you know, I tried to ensure that most people applied for their British citizenship during those days. The last application I did was when it was £150. So it was a long time ago. I just realized in recent years that it's like £2,000. Yeah. But we didn't know, I didn't know that we were going to have this Windrush scandal, as they call it now, to bite us. Because I thought really that most people, you know, would have had it. But of course, I had experience too, being in the travel business, of a few people who didn't. You know, but I didn't know until the scandal broke that there were so many people that were affected.